Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Massachusetts residents, that's you, will be able to begin participating in sports betting very, very soon. I mean weeks, like placing in-person bets by the Super Bowl and online bets by March Madness. And WBUR's Morning Edition associate producer, Samantha Kutia, has been following this, so she's here to talk to us about what the road for legalized sports betting has been like up until this point and what consumers can expect from the Massachusetts sports betting experience. Samantha, thank you so much for coming through. I know it's been a very early morning for you and the Morning Edition team, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
So we've been hearing a lot about sports betting for a while. It got legalized in the summer, and it's now January, but folks still can't go into a casino or log into an app and place a bet. What is taking so long to get this started?
Yeah. So the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has basically been wading through waves and waves of regulations. It seems that every time I tune into a meeting, it is one legal discussion or another about how are regulators going to advertise their apps? How are they going to advertise the sports betting places in their casinos? You know, how is this going to be taxed? It's just been one thing after another. And the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has said that even though people have been pretty upset that it's been taking so long, they're going to take as much time as it needs for them to make sure that they get this out in a safe and responsible way.
Right. I guess it's better to get it done right than get it done quick.
Exactly.
And, you know, just to get into the nuts and bolts a little bit, what exactly needs to happen for us to get to that day to where you and I can go to a casino and place a bet on our favorite team?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to really loop back to is licensing. So the most important thing is, you know, that these people that want to offer the sports betting are licensed to do so. And that application process has taken quite a long time. The Gaming Commission has been trying to decide whether they're going to offer temporary licenses, how long those licenses are going to be available for, how many regulators they're going to give these licenses to. And right now, the way they've broken it down is they've broken it down into three categories. And in my head, this is what makes the most sense. So we have category one licenses, and the easiest way to think about that is any in-person casino. So Encore Boston Harbor, you drive around Boston, you can see it out in the harbor. You might be able to place a sports bet there. MGM Springfield and Plain Ridge Park Casino. So those are the three in-person places where people should hopefully be able to place a bet soon. Then we have our category two sports betting licenses, which has to do with basically just horse racing. So that'll be either Raynham Park Simulcast Center or Suffolk Downs. And then this is the one that's been taking a long time for the Gaming Commission to really figure out. And that's category three licenses, because there's two different parts to that. So there's a portion of category three licenses that are going to be attached to those in-person category one licenses. So some brands have decided, hey, we're going to partner with those in-person casinos and just offer our services there. We don't necessarily mind about having an app or not. And then the other part of the category three licenses is just having a freestanding, free-floating app. Where you log into your phone, you could be anywhere in the state of Massachusetts and you'll have access to it and be able to place a sports bet. So that's kind of what we're dealing with and why it's been taking so long and what we've had to sift through.
Got it. Okay, so sounds like there's a lot of questions and things up in the air that still need to be worked out. A lot of bureaucracy I'm hearing.
Yes.
But I want to go back to basics and just get an understanding of what's it all for. So I want to ask you this very complicated question here. What is sports betting? How does it work?
So basically, the way I understand it is sports betting is being able to say, I want to bet on my home team, the New England Patriots. I decide that, the Patriots-Bills game is coming up. I obviously want the Pats to win, and I'm feeling pretty confident. So I'm going to take some money, put it on the Pats, and hopefully they end up winning, and that money will end up turning into more money for me.
Okay, understood. Now, I have a question here about the apps. How exactly will those be regulated?
Yeah, so a lot of the regulation for these apps is kind of coming in the background here of when applications are getting approved. So it's been a really rigorous process for any of these companies to, you know, get final approval, to get a license, to get their apps on the market. And the Gaming Commission has really been looking toward how these companies have been doing in other sports betting markets, meaning in, you know, other states where their apps have been out in the world and how they've been functioning. And then ultimately the commission's going to decide, oh, this is risky. We don't want that in the Massachusetts market, or sounds like you guys have it under control. Let's put that out there. So really, they're just kind of starting from the beginning and going from there.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Samantha.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. Sports betting is already legal in other New England states. How will Massachusetts look compared to, say, New Hampshire or Rhode Island? What will be the differences?
So you're going to have to be 21 years or older to be able to place a bet on sports in Massachusetts, but in New Hampshire and Rhode Island, you only have to be 18 to do that.
Okay. And how about taxes?
So the taxes are the interesting one. So using New Hampshire as an example, DraftKings is their only operator of online sports betting, and they pay a high tax to be able to do that. They pay over 50% of a tax to the state to be the only online sports betting operator. However, Massachusetts is allowing up to 7 different companies to be able to offer online sports betting just in an app or in an online form on their own. That's only going to be taxed at a 20% rate, as opposed to even in-person betting in the state is only going to be taxed at a 15% monthly rate. So that's just a little bit of a difference there that's interesting to keep in mind when we're thinking about how other New England states are taking this on.
Okay. And just how much revenue is sports betting expected to generate for the state?
Yeah, projections are looking at anywhere between $35 and $60 million in revenue. So that's a pretty decent chunk of change.
That's good bread. That's good bread. Where will it go? How will it be divvied up?
Yeah, so 45% of the money is going to go to the state's general fund. That's just a giant pool of money that lawmakers use for the yearly budget, and they can kind of spend it how they want.
Mm-hmm.
About 28% will go to the gaming local aid fund. That just goes to cities and towns, and once again, they can just do what they'd like with it. And then another important thing to keep in mind is that 9% of that money is going to go to the state's public health trust fund. So that invests in different programs to prevent and treat problem gambling, which is just important to keep in mind with any new technology like this coming out.
Yes, that's a great point you bring up, because my next question is, we are talking about betting, gambling. Some people out there have a gambling addiction, and that could lead to some very serious problems. So what kind of safeguards are being developed to protect those people?
So there's this new initiative from the Mass Gaming Commission they're putting out that's basically just a self-exclusion list. So you can put your name on this list if you have a problem with gambling, or maybe you don't. You just never, ever want to gamble on sports ever in your life. You can put your name on this list. It's totally up to you. And it's kept private, except with, you know, people who offer sports betting. So it'll get shared with them, and they basically just can't let you bet on any sports if your name is on that list.
Okay. And, you know, just while we're on the topic, what resources are available now for people to get help?
Yeah, so there's this great collection of resources on the Mass Gaming website, but I'm going to flag 2 right now that I think are really important. The gambling hotline number is 1-800-327-5050. And there's also the website, gamblinghelplinema.org.
Samantha, thank you so much for talking to us about this, because I know, you know, even with all the dangers, I know there's some folks who do enjoy it in a healthy way. So I'm sure folks are out there looking forward to this, and they'll appreciate this conversation. So thank you so much, especially since you've been up since 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm impressed with myself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's WBUR Morning Edition Associate Producer Samantha Kutsia. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening to our first show of the year. 2023 is looking great. Please hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon, or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you tomorrow.